Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag market and closing grain comments for Thursday, June 25th. Markets finished mixed after being red across the board earlier today. The early weakness on decent weather, nothing threatening over the next week or two. Technical selling as we traded below some moving averages in the corn and spillover weakness as stocks were much lower earlier in the day. On follow-through weakness from yesterday, but markets were able to bounce back a bit. We still had corn finished negative with July down 7 cents at 317 and a quarter, December down 5 3/4 cents at 328. Put in a new contract low in the December at 324 and a new low close as well there at 328. July still holding their contract low of 309 from back in April. We've got the funds now probably short over 300,000 contracts here. Didn't see complete follow through there on that trade below the old low in the December at 25.5. Again, bouncing back a little bit, but we now do have both July and December trading below the 20 and 50 day moving averages. So any short covering incentive from being above those averages has been removed. We will have to see if there is any follow through selling on behalf of the funds. Record short position on the funds over 340,000. So some bullets left in the ammunition there if they want to continue down this track. We had exports this morning came in at the lower end of the range, 539,000 tons versus estimates of between 400,000 and 1.1 million. Around the world, corn is cheaper than the U.S. in Brazil, Argentina, and also the Ukraine. So that hampering the exports. Also had the dollar up a little bit today. That not helping as well. But I think, again, the major factors here is just non-threatening weather and a little bit of technical selling. Taking a look at wheat, we had July finish up 5.5 cents, 486 3/4 in Chicago. Kansas City, July down 1.5 cents, 429 3/4. And in Minneapolis, July finished down 5.25 cents at 511. Funds short across the board there in the wheat, 36,000 in Chicago and about 26,000 in Kansas City. Sales were at the higher end of the range there, 519,000 versus estimates of between 200,000 and 600,000. But again, with nothing real threatening out there, not enough movement there to give us any real bounce in that wheat contract as of yet. Taking a look at beans, we had July finish down 1.5 cents at 869 1/4. That's about 8 cents off of 861 3/4 low. November finished down 1 3/4 cents at 868 1/4. July traded below the 20-day moving average at 865, also below that 100-day moving average at 868 1/2, but then did rally back later in the day and finished just above that 100-day moving average. So that might be enough to keep those long positions comfortable. Funds long, funds long about 27,000 contracts in the beans there. We've got some decent support at 860 with a recent low. No export sales announcements to China this morning. That always kind of keeps a lid on the market here. But the weekly exports came out 1.163 million metric tons. That was right in the middle of the range they were looking for, between 800,000 and 1.7 million metric tons. Taking a look at outside markets, dollar up 21 ticks at 97.34. Crude oil up $1.05 a barrel at 39.05. Crude oil rallying back with the stock market about $2 off earlier lows. And you had stocks up about 300 points to finish the day. That was about 500 off the earlier lows. Markets may be a little quiet over the next couple of days here. We do have the quarterly stocks and plantings report next Tuesday on the 30th at the end of the month. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.